Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends. How are you today? TGIF.
I am Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd, and a surprise guest appearance by Rick Church on the other side of the glass, ladies and gentlemen.
Pinch hitting for Beasley, number 24, Rick Church.
Pinch hitting, he starts.
Center field, Church.
This is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida, getting you into the weekend on a myriad of stations throughout Southwest Florida. We'd like to call the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. There are other ways to listen as well. For example, you have your phone with you wherever you go. I mean, you can take us wherever you go. Just download our app. It is free, ESPN Southwest Florida. You can listen there. You could go back on the website and ESPN SWFL. You can listen live. You can go back in time, listen to the best of Sheeman and Shepherd's. You could sign up for our top golf golf tournament that is in 2 weeks on the website and other silly fun stuff there as well. You can follow us on Twitter at ESPN SWFL. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Hockey game last night, a very important basketball game tonight, and an important hockey game here in town.
Huge.
Tonight. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Congratulations, Tampa Bay Lightning, New York Rangers. You are mortadella. You're done tomorrow night, boys. That's it. Great, great win by Tampa Bay last night. I thought the Rangers might continue their home streak. They did score first, but my God, that last goal, I mean, just back-breaking game-winning goals late. Wasn't quite as bad as the last game at 42 seconds. This was like, a minute 42 left.
Yeah.
That is a killer. To lose games like that, two in a row, and then you lose game five like that at home. I hate to say it, New York Rangers, but all done. Be all over Saturday night.
Well, when you know, like you said, the late goals, and it seems it's like this series has just been two immovable forces just grinding it out, and a couple of good breaks going, the good goals by the Lightning, and then the fight at the end after the game was over. I like that. And then some guy goes nuts, Rangers fan. What, got in two fights and got arrested?
I guess there was a little altercation with those two before that, at least verbal arguments. Then I tweeted it out. The guy from Staten Island got a Colcock, the guy with the Tampa Bay Lightning fan, and knocked him out. And then got into another beef with another, I guess, a Ranger fan as he was walking out. People pointing him out. Anyway,
somebody tell him to cool it.
He punched him too. So that's why he's been charged with a couple of counts. Where's my little man?
You're right there. You're a little army guy. You're Ted Lasso army guy.
There you go. I guess
he's there. He just keeps falling. I got to bring in. Remind me of bringing in some duct tape. We got to strap him down. He's like our little mascot.
Sergachev gets a pass from Hedman, and then I don't know how this went through. Fired a shot from the point on the right side, and
I don't think he saw it.
Off of Palat's knee.
Yeah.
And Shesterkin, what can you say? I mean, he's played great for most of the series.
No doubt.
But congrats to the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then it was one tomorrow night, and then it's the Stanley Cup Finals in Colorado. Still, look, I always say, after what I went through when my boys were down 3-0 in 2004, I don't count anybody out officially. Anything is possible.
That's right.
But I think it's highly unlikely the Rangers are going to – I think Tampa Bay is going to put them away early and often on Saturday.
Green Falcon checking in on the hockey game last night. Maryland Mike, happy Friday. I hope that guy after the Rangers game who knocked the dude out has gotten arrested. He has. There, we got the story.
Has. Yep.
Purple Pirate. We are the Pirates of ECU. Okay, that's random. That's cool.
They're beating Texas right now in college baseball.
College baseball. That's right. That's right.
I think it was 5-2 last time I saw.
NASCAR guy, listen to you guys on my weather radio while doing some Lanai work. How about that? And Otis says, thank you, Tampa Bay Lightning, for my two parlays last night. Let's see here. Pistons fan from Toledo,
Walleye win again tonight. Finish it off in Toledo. Go Toledo. True fan. Love this show.
Negative.
Negative. We can't join you on that, but thank you for listening to the show. And Pittsburgh John says, this is like bizarro world. I'm upset over a Rangers loss. That is bizarro.
Golden Knight, yeah. I picked against the Lightning the last two games. But you got to understand, I'm not doing it again. It's because it's a value play.
I could see it coming, though.
I'm not saying
right.
Bet the house on or anything else. But I might bet the house on Tampa Bay on Saturday.
That's right.
It's the first time all year I picked against Tampa Bay. It was just those two games.
Right. That's all right.
And, you know, they're 18-1 when they lose. They haven't lost.
Yeah.
Well, they have, but.
All right, let's do this because we're tidy and on time on a Friday. It is time for our first SportsCenter rundown of the day. It is 6 minutes past the hour. Here's me. Tonight, game four, NBA Finals, Pete's Boston Celtics, 4-point favorites at home against the Golden State Warriors. And they could go up 3-1. The Celtics can with a win here. Last night, as we mentioned, Tampa Bay Lightning 3-1 over the Rangers. Take a 3-2 series lead. Game 6 will be Saturday in Tampa. And tonight at Hertz Arena at 7:30. And a game you can hear here on ESPN Southwest Florida. The Kelly Cup Final, the Toledo Walleye taking on the Florida Everblades. Everblades with a 2-1 series lead.
And no surprise that John McCarron, one of the leaders on the Everblades in scoring during the postseason, tallied 15 points. Also with Zach Solo. Guess where he's from? Naples!
Naples, Florida! A hotbed. That's right. Rick Church on the other side of the glass. So I found out about an hour before the show. Chris is here. He's doing manager stuff. Got called into a big powwow.
Executive.
Check out Mr. Businessman.
Mr. Businessman. That's right. So Rick Church gets the call. What time did you get the call? Because Rick has a busy day today. Rick has a doubleheader now. He's got to do this show for 4 hours.
How many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
And then he's got to do the hockey game tonight.
Two PB&Js on potato bread.
Ooh. Potato bread. Very good. Now, this is the point of the show where we start telling all of our chef friends out there that Rick is looking to upgrade dinner.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Rick, kid you not, last Friday.
Yeah.
It's raining cats and dogs out there. We got a tropical storm coming in.
Yeah, I know what happened.
Captain Greg brings us, because you probably talked about it the next day, brings us the jalapeno turds. I said, well, I mean, that'd be awesome. We love them, but there's like a storm and flooding out there. And he still showed up and he still delivered them, and they were fantastic.
Do you want me to top that story?
Yeah.
Be a one-upper. Go ahead.
So
top my story, Rick.
Captain Greg texted me that afternoon and said, I just dropped off some turds for the boys.
Yeah.
He goes, would you like some? I'm like, well, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say no.
Right.
I mean, Greg, you know, do enough for me, man. It's all good.
Did he come to your house?
No. Because I had to do a Blades game that night.
That's right.
So he said, what time are you going to be? And I said, about 7. So then he texts me back like an hour later. He goes, also whipping up some chili and cornbread. Would you like some of that?
Oh, delightful. And I said, on a cold, rainy night?
I said, are you kidding? So sure enough, I get here at 7 o'clock. About 7:05, sends me a text. I'm here. You're right. It's downpouring. He pulls right up to the door. He hands me two big bags. One is a bag full of the turds, and the other is a bag with chili and cornbread.
Wow. That was awesome.
Yeah.
You probably get sleepy by the third period of that when that kind of food in you.
Yeah.
Now, I got two. Well, first of all, I got to tell you, every time food is delivered and we know you're working late, Pete and I always think, well, should we leave some for Rick? And now I know not to do that because you got a second wave coming in.
But remember, I don't think we mentioned it on the year because he did tell us via text. He said, I'm going to take care of Rick tonight because we were going to leave some. So that's why we didn't tell you.
Now, did he also, what was the food like Saturday? Any more food?
I mean, of course.
What, did you have chili for breakfast or did he bring in something else?
What did we do
sausage
Saturday morning?
Eggs,
yeah, we know we did.
A croissant thing?
Yeah, we did croissants.
Yeah,
we did,
I remember.
Croissomlets, we call them.
I was listening.
And then the
crescent rolls with like egg and sausage and cheese on.
And then the tropical storm was pretty much over by the time you got off the air on Saturday.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
What about golf guys on Sunday? Anything good? Did Art come by?
Yeah, he did come by. What did he bring us on? Oh, he brought us sandwiches. It was grilled bread with fried eggs and bacon and tomato.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
yes.
Yum.
Grilled breakfast sandwiches.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
All right,
I'm inviting all listeners to at some time tonight text in
anytime between 7 and 10 and say hi to Rick. Rick will be here. He'll see you, text.
I like getting the text.
I know you do. I want to start that up and build that into next year.
I respond to as many as I can.
I know.
And say, hey,
keep Rick company. He's here by himself running the show. Running the Blades.
I got to tell you, I'm way into the Blades. I'm listening intently to the games.
We all are.
You can watch it online, too.
You can, yeah.
We want to listen to the radio station.
You know what you do is you turn a little fee.
You got to pay. You got to pay for it.
Yeah.
It's called flowhockey.net, I believe, is the website.
Yeah.
You can find it on the Everblades website.
Something like that.
That place is going to be going berserk tonight and tomorrow night.
The stream of it has the same audio that we carry on the station. It is on the stream.
It's the same calls.
So.
Oh, that's awesome. I got it.
I can't go tonight.
With our boy Mike Kelly.
I'm going tomorrow night. I'm definitely going tomorrow night.
Hoist that trophy, hopefully. But they got to take care of business tonight.
Yep.
You know, I told Mike, I said, you know, I was here in 2012. The last time they I said, I remember, you know, running. I think they actually won that in like 5.
Well, I remember being at the finals. Yeah. Was it my first in 2017?
17, yeah. They were
there.
They
was there when they won. I think they tied it up at 2. It was 2-2. Really thought they were going to win then. They had a really good team.
Who was that against? South Carolina? I can't remember.
Colorado. Yes.
Colorado.
Great series.
Yeah.
Great series.
Colorado beat them. Which was now is a AHL team.
Yeah.
Graduated to the AHL.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, lots of big happenings.
Yep. We do have some breaking NFL news.
Do we need the sounder already?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But Chargers owner Dean Spanos.
Yes.
Being sued by, no surprise, I don't think, by his sister.
Oh, family squabble? Dea.
Is it Dea or D? Dea. D-E-A. Spanos. Barbarian.
Uh-huh.
For alleged misogynistic behavior and repeated breaches of fiduciary duty. A lawsuit was filed today in California and calls for Dean Spanos to be removed as a co-trustee. Now, they've been having a little riff for a while now, right, these two? It's not a happy.
I don't know if I've heard much about her. I mean, I obviously know all about Dean, and I was down there living in SoCal, and they were in San Diego at the time. But
Dee Spanos Barbarian claims in her lawsuit that her brothers Dean and Michael Spanos, quote, believe to their cores that regardless of what their parents intended and their will specified, men are in charge and women should shut up, unquote.
If they got that written in an email somewhere, they should go win this case.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But there's always been, I think there's been a rip there for a while about who is entitled, what percentage control of the team.
Well, I don't think it's as bad as what the 49ers went through in their family squabble a few years ago. Maybe it is. And I've always known Dean Spanos to be fighting with the city of San Diego for decades.
Well, the Charger fans hate him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hate him.
But this is the first I've heard of Dea. The sister.
I've heard there's been a little rift between a big rift between him. I think it's been going on for a while. Now it's coming to fruition. Now the lawsuit's been filed. So, another thing Roger Goodell has to worry about.
That seems like small potato. But again, it's a theme that we talked about the other day. There are two teams with misogynist turmoil. Who was it? We got the Washington football team, and then who was the other one? Not the Texans. It was although that's a dumpster fire behind the scenes. It was another organization that was. We said there were two teams, and now there's three. It'll come to me later.
Washington and not Houston, not
the Cowboys.
There's some there too. Jerry's dog. It's a culture, and they better watch themselves. And there's gonna be some more lawsuits.
Spanos Barbarian and their siblings Michael and Alexandra Spanos.
The Browns.
Each own 15% of the Chargers franchise, with 36% managed by the family trust, and the remaining 4% owned by non-family members. So Spanos and Barbarian were left as co-trustees of the trust following the deaths of Alex and Faye Spanos in 2018.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then it goes on to say about the quote,
okay,
that women should just shut up, that kind of thing.
Otis said it was the Panthers. Now, I remember when Cam Newton belittled the female reporter, basically said, oh, that's a cute question coming from a lady. Mm. All right. We'll get into more NFL news in a bit. Tonight, your Celtics could really put a stranglehold if they can manage a win tonight at home. 9 o'clock. What are your plans? What are your food? Are you napping before tip-off?
I'm actually going to have – no, I'm not going to nap before tip-off. I went to bed at – I fell asleep during – I did wake up for the third period last night. I was in bed by like 9 o'clock last night, which is very rare for me.
Yeah.
And, no, it's Saturday. I mean, tomorrow's Saturday, even though I get sleep in tomorrow. No, I'm not sleeping in. I'm going to get my car serviced down at Naples Nissan.
Oh, they're great down there, by the way.
It's that time of year. But no, I think I'm having a brisket tonight.
Ooh.
And just going to pace. I won't watch, I shouldn't say I won't, but I like putting on now the NBA TV pregame show. At 8:30. Only at 8:30. It's on way before that. But yeah. I like putting it on 8:30 because they use TNT guys.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little more entertaining. No it's disrespect more than to what's ESPN. It's just more entertaining and way less commercials.
You might be on something there.
Yeah. And right. It's been very good. They're you know, between I think Isaiah Thomas this week has been very good. I was very skeptical of him. But they have Shaq on, they have Kenny the Jet on. I think they've had Charles on before, though I haven't seen him for this series yet. And then they have, it's more entertaining.
All right.
Where are you getting the brisket?
Smoking it or anything because you don't have a smoker.
No, it'll be in the oven. But okay. I think it came from.
All right. Already pre-smoked?
Yes, it's already pre-smoked.
That sounds good. NASCAR guy showed me a picture of his 70th anniversary Weber grill. He's going to be cooking some steaks on that for the game tonight.
Well, that's where that's another thing. I'm going to be heading to John Gavin's Ace.
Yeah.
Probably this week. I'm probably head there, too.
You're going to spend a lot of money at Gavin's.
Yeah. But it's worth it.
Absolutely.
It's worth it.
So tonight,
as far as I'm concerned, what they can't – and I've seen it before. You know, they take the lead, and then they revert back to Turnover City again. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. They have to play tonight like they are down – like they're down 2-1.
Especially the third quarter, man.
Yeah. Well, third quarter, that wasn't as horrible as it had been in the past. I mean, because
– I know, but that's typically when the Golden State Warriors put the rush on somebody.
They do. But the Celtics extinguished that pretty early in the fourth quarter, and that was that. They just can't – the last game, they turned the ball over, seven times. In game two, they turned it over 19. Can't have 19 points, 19 turnovers for 33 points like they did in game two.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the case. Steph is going to be, regardless of his ankle, I think he'll still play reasonably well.
Shoot around went well today. No restrictions on the foot.
I just think it comes down. The Celtics don't turn the ball over, and which they have reverted back to a couple times. Once against Milwaukee, once against Miami, where you think they're going to put the pedal to the metal here, and then all of a sudden the series is tied at two. At home losses, by the way.
Yeah.
Golden State's been here before. This is one of those Chris must wins tonight. I think they have to win tonight. I think Golden State has to win tonight. This is not going to win three in a row against the Celtics.
It's not a must win. It's a have to win.
A have to win, yeah. But 13 previous times, the Celtics have been up 2-1 or 3-0 after three games in the finals. They're 13-0.
I think we may. Weed has texted and says the Dubs by 10 tonight. I think if the Dubs win, it's by a basket or two. I think somebody's shooting free throws at the end. To seal it up. I think this is a close game.
We keep saying it. It's
got to happen.
Besides game one,
it's got to happen.
Celtics Brooklyn, where Tatum hit the one at the buzzer on Easter Sunday. I keep saying we're due for a classic. We're due for a classic. We haven't even had.
We're due for
even
a classic.
In the West. We didn't have a class. Did we have a?
No, I'm tired of these blowouts.
We have had no buzzer beaters, right?
Yeah.
Yet nothing. So yes, I think I want to expect tonight to go down to the wire. But I will tell you this: if you think the crowd was bad against them, wait till now they got another guy. You got Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. And I was so glad for the commissioner to be interviewed yesterday. I heard him was like, he's like, what do you think of what you know the chance and all that stuff? He goes, I love it. He said, I love what the fans bring to the game. Yeah. He's like, he kind of wished it wasn't F-bombed. He said, but he poo-pooed it right away. He's like, yeah, you got to love fans and the energy that they bring. So,
NASCAR guy says, I play college basketball. I've had the same injury as Steph. It only hurts when he's not playing. He's good to go. By the way, NASCAR guy, where did you play college basketball? We'd be very interested, even if it was a small school, big school, let us know. I know you're a frequent texter. I'd like to know a little more about where you played basketball.
The other thing, the Celtics can impose their will on them because of their size. They outscored them 52-26 in the paint last game. Mm-hmm. You know, is Draymond Green going to play better? I'm going
to
say yes.
He
but
has
that's
to.
Not saying much. What does that mean?
He like a single triple the other
yeah,
night.
Yeah, 2-4-3.
Was, yeah.
2-4-3.
Yeah, he was awful.
But if Golden State's going to win, they're going to they can't be doubled up in the paint. 52-26, mm-hmm. And you know, like I said, sometimes the Celtics get I call it pitter patter happiness, where they try to dribble through four guys, you know, going to the and turn the ball over, which they did a lot in game two. I don't think they're going to do a lot of that tonight. Just stick with the game plan, what they did. Mm-hmm. You know, let Golden State, at least initially, try to make the adjustments, and we'll take it from there. But if they – Golden State, obviously, they have to play. It's not going on. They have to play. They have to play a lot better, and they're certainly capable of it.
Yeah.
They are certainly capable of
it. I think you
it.
And I see this game tonight the same way.
I want to say classic, but I don't know. I think it's, you know, I think it's the last 5 minutes. We're not sure who's going to, but I keep saying that.
They're due.
They're due. Every series, and very few, it really hasn't happened.
Yeah.
I know game seven, it got down, you know, the Celtics won by what, 3 or 4 at the end, and Miami went on a run, 15-2 run or something at the end, but it still wasn't like a last second. They got to make this shot. Although yeah. the Jimmy Butler play.
Yeah.
But even that, there was still going to be 14 seconds left on the clock for the Celtics. Yeah. Even if he made that shot, that's been really the only one in the last two series in the Eastern Conference that of any of the series that is, besides the game one, the yeah. Tatum at the buzzer, that's come down to the wire. So,
all right, I have one more question for you. It is basketball yeah. related, but not the NBA Finals. New Orleans Pelicans VP David Griffin, as you know, Zion. Is yeah. due and eligible for a max extension this year, this offseason, which would be 5 years, $181 million. He's only played 85 games in 3 years. Griffin says, Pete, this is an easy decision. They're going to give it to him. Do you think this is an easy decision for
no.
a guy that can't stay on the court?
Lying and laughing.
Okay.
Laughing.
Okay.
And lying.
But they're still, well, he can laugh and lie all he wants, yeah. but it looks like they're going to write him a check for $181 million.
The kid's historically good when he plays. This is a max. What is that?
Historically?
Well, okay.
When
yeah.
he is on the court, yeah, but it's been so rare. He's missed 2 times as many games as he's played. I think we had the stat the other day. He's the first rookie to, I don't know, score 20 points or more in his 15 games in a row or something like that. But those were like, he only played 20 games that year.
Yeah, he averages 25.7 points, 7 boards, and 3.2 assists a game, shoots 60% from the field.
And he's a big guy with a weight problem and a foot problem. That usually doesn't create a long career.
And this is one of those times, and I hate doing this, but this is one of those players where I actually believe, I think he wants to go play for the Knicks, God forbid, but I think that's what he wants to do. Mm. Now, I don't know what kind of cat, you know, the Knicks are the Knicks, and I'm sure they would love to have him there. As you hear the show before us talk about all the time, I do think there's something to it. I do think that press conference that he had last year when he talked about playing at Madison Square Garden, there's something to it.
Yeah.
As opposed to New Orleans. But he's also said if they offered me extension, I'd sign it in a heartbeat. Well,
at his age, who's going to turn down $181 million?
Yeah. Yeah.
He can get the contract and then force the trade.
Yeah.
That's what everybody does.
Well, that's the thing.
get the money first. He learned that at Duke.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, yeah. So, I think that's going to be an interesting situation. Again, how many games is he going to be able to play?
Yeah.
How many times, you know, I mean, you look at the regular season he played in.
Again, it's been
in his
it's
career,
been 84
he's played
games eight, in 3 years. That's 80, that's
yeah.
nothing.
61, what, last year? He played in 61 last year.
I'm surprised by that number.
So am I. That does seem
high. I don't think he played
85 in his career. Again, he's averaged, as I said, you know, 25.7.
He didn't play 61 last year. He didn't play at all last year, hardly. Maybe the year before.
It says I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, regular season, he's played 61, played his career because they were in the playoffs, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the career he's played in 85. 61
oh,
regular
so
season.
So 61
games.
Regular season in 3 years, you do the math on that. That's horrible.
Yep.
Horrible.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But he's going to get the money. And speaking of money, we learned today that Tiger Woods is a billionaire, just like LeBron.
Are you surprised at that? I'm not.
I'm only surprised because he had to give a huge chunk to Elon, and I've always kind of kept track of Tiger. I thought he was in the $600 to $700 million range, but apparently he's a billionaire.
Yeah, well, Johnny Carson went through a couple of bad divorces too, and had to give up $200 million one time, and
that's real money, man.
He had plenty left over.
It's real money.
Yeah.
All right, we are just warming up on a Friday.
All right, I'm just double checking right now. No, okay, he's played in 85 career games. 61 in 2021.
Yeah,
61 in 2019-20, played in 24.
Look, no matter how you want to slice it, it's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. And I would be. I don't think it's a no brainer to give him the Big Mac deal.
I don't think it's a no brainer at all. I think it's a big risk.
Yeah. So NASCAR guy got back to us. He played basketball at Illinois State.
Oh.
The Redbirds.
That's right.
Wanted to go to Grand Valley. I believe that's in Michigan, but they didn't offer him a scholarship. Meteorology major. Hey, you need to text in when I do my meteorology brilliance on this show from time to time.
Also breaking, head coach Ron Rivera has just fined defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio $100,000 for his recent comments.
In case you're unfamiar, he started talking about the January 6th thing at the Capitol, and he called it a dust-up, and then felt he had apologized the next day, and now they fined him or suspend him?
Fined him $100,000. Ron Rivera did.
I think it's over.
Yep.
Too much. Whatever.
I don't think it was. I'm not going to. That was not a dust-up. That was a stupid thing to say.
Well,
stupid.
I don't even know why he's talking about it, to be honest.
Well, somebody asked him a question. Instead of deflecting it, he just
keep it to OTAs. So, anyway.
And more on Deshaun Watson, which we'll get into. Rusty Harden has had a change of heart from Monday to today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to all that. And don't forget, in less than 2 weeks, we have the Scheman and Shepherd Top Golf Tournament. It is June 23rd, Thursday, 2:30 to 5:30. We're going to be doing our show that day out there at Top Golf, and then you all can play in a Top Golf tournament. You know how it is over there. It's like hitting targets and stuff. Anybody can play. You don't have to be a great golfer, but it's fun. You got beer and food. In fact, we're providing lunch, for crying out loud. That's going to be awesome. You get the ESPN swag bag, special Top Golf tournament shirt, lunch, playing for prizes. First place gets a prize. Last place gets a prize. Chris isn't playing, so he won't get a prize. And portion of the proceeds go to the V Foundation. Go to the website, register. You register for yourself. You don't have to pay as a foursome like we've done in the past with our Scheman Shepherd golf outings. So, but you can put in a box and when you sign up who you want to be paired with and grouped with. And I think up to 6 golfers total, 8 people total. So you can put that in there. It's all there at ESPNSWFL.com. So we are just warming up on a Friday, having some fun here today. Stay with us. It's Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, this may come as a shock to some of you guys.
There's more to sports than the final score, but let's face it, the final score is pretty important.
Get that through your head!
This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. As you can tell, Rick Church on the other side of the glass spinning the stacks of wax.
Who's
today.
This? Pete! I'm shocked.
I thought I would expect from Craig.
Hang on.
What?
I haven't heard this song
the
in
lead
forever.
Singer's a big, lanky, weird-dancing, bald guy who served in the Parliament of Australia for many years, an elected government official, very politically conscious band.
You've heard this song before.
In a while.
Midnight Oil.
Oh, Midnight. Yes. I just haven't heard it. Yeah,
Beds Are Burning.
There you go.
Wow, I haven't heard this in forever.
Great song.
It's been a while, but it is good tune.
Great tune.
Snappy tune. Yes.
Great tune.
Scheman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning on a Friday. We talked a lot of hockey and basketball, football news.
So the Raiders and wide receiver Hunter Renfrow agree to a two-year, $32 million deal, $21 million guaranteed. By the way, he had 103 catches last year. You think he's going to like having Adams on the other side and get, drawing all that attention on the defense? It's going to be great.
And we get to in Sound Street, but Devontae Adams' decision to leave Green Bay is it's very, very interesting. Not totally unexpected.
Yeah.
Basically says, I'm not putting my, I hate this word, as you know, the L word, legacy. I'm not putting my future in the hands of Jordan Love, basically, after Aaron Rodgers probably.
Yeah.
Maybe done up this year, but who knows.
Maybe. And by the way, we didn't get too much into it on the air. Aaron Rodgers this week said, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to finish my career in Green Bay. Yeah. What a difference 12 months makes.
Yeah, and then he said, you know, I'm not one to, he said, quote, I'm not one to drag things along.
BS.
Stop it.
That's unbelievable.
Anyway.
I thought Brett Favre was a bit of a drama queen. Now, I mean, Aaron Rodgers got him beat.
Mm-hmm.
But Coco Puffs is right. He continues to play in Green Bay. I'll give you that one. Fact. All right. Seattle, Pete Carroll. Hopeful to get a deal done with DK Metcalf. And
that's a pretty big deal right now. It's kind of gone under the radar a little bit. But
if you're him, I hold out every last minute. Oh, there's nothing around you. There's no reason to stay.
Lamar Jackson not at mandatory camp. I mean, this is things are heating up now.
By the way, so I want to know, Florio wrote a thing about Lamar Jackson. He says there can only be three reasons for what's going on. He flat out wants out of Baltimore, or he wants a market-breaking deal that he doesn't have to negotiate for, and you know as well as I know, that's $230 million.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't know what he wants. Those are the three answers that Florio gave us. I don't know if any of those are plausible. I don't know what's going on.
Or, you know, again, his mother is his agent.
But even so.
Yes, I'm sure. I mean, he's like being, I'm sure that.
You would think a mother, more than anybody, wouldn't want to see her son go out on a field unprotected without a deal.
He can't do it. He just can't. No, I'm just wondering, right? Because he hasn't shown up this week, right? Mandatory camp,
he
right? He wasn't there?
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, it's.
Oh, and speaking of crazy, the Browns say they are committed to Deshaun Watson. They got no choice.
They got no choice. And so on Monday, Rusty Harden said it was too early to commit on the 24th lawsuit filed against Deshaun Watson. Today, he said the latest claims filed against Watson, quote, are totally false, unquote.
Yeah. Well.
Regardless now, Harden and his team apparently have investigated the 24th claim. They apparently have decided, quote, it's totally false. Barring a settlement, a jury eventually decide whether it agrees. And then how much punishment does the team get? You know, the hotel that they put up with. I mean, there's obviously a lot of inside stuff here that they knew about all the massages, and they claim not to know of any of the sexual allegations or the all the shenanigans that went on.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of trouble to be pushed around here.
I mean, emails that, and who could, you know, during discovery, and who's going to get called to the stand and all that stuff. And but Roger Goodell, too.
Yeah. Good times. Not good times.
And then the main, and then the other part of it, besides the alleged victims, is the football side of it, is what does Roger Goodell do? Does he give him an administrative leave and say you're going to be suspended four games, or are you just going to be off the team and we'll continue to pay you, you know, until we come to some sort of conclusion here, which we don't know. This thing changes every day.
I think
going from 24 to 40, 40 to 60.
I think there is no way, Pete, that it is the standard four-game or six-game suspension. No way. It's way bigger than that. It's got to be.
I agree with you.
Now, I got to ask you this. So, Jamarcus Russell was in the news, of all people. This is the former LSU quarterback who was probably one of the biggest busts in NFL history with a quarterback with the Raiders. He said that he used to drink something called lean. Except he wasn't lean. He was kind of beefy.
He was a little chunky.
Well, lean apparently is a combination of codeine and cough syrup that he started drinking when he was 14. So for a guy that's underage, you can't get alcohol. That's what he said he and his guys would get a hold of so they can cop a buzz. codeine and cough syrup. That was their thing. It's called Lean. I wonder if you drinkers out there were familiar with Lean.
Well, I mean, real true alcoholics will drink cough syrup because there's alcohol in it.
Yeah.
As it was like they will down a bottle. I mean, think about it. If you are a really sad case of an alcoholic, you will drink almond and vanilla extract.
Yeah.
I mean, you go into a grocery store. I mean, that stuff is potent. I mean, disgusting when you drink that much of it straight. And not making it like in a French toast batter, but I mean, I've seen it. I've seen people do it.
Detroit Pizza just texted, and I was about to correct you. That I've heard of that. It's called Purple Drink.
I've heard of the Purple Drink. Is that drink?
Right.
I think
it's the same thing. Yes. Okay. So I have never heard Lean, but Purple Drink.
Okay.
That's what they used to call it in the rave clubs. Like, it was a real popular thing in the rave clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you got to be seriously into that. You seriously need to get a bus without – it seems like sneaking vodka out of your parents' liquor cabinet would be a lot easier than to go through that. And plus you just never know how you're going to react. Codeine and, you know, there are people that react to, you know, Red Bull with alcohol.
Yeah.
Which is not a good thing to do.
I had a teacher in junior high. He would get two partitions and cornered off the corner of the classroom, and he had his desk behind that, so you couldn't see him.
Yeah,
in his desk, he was an interesting dude. He was a chain smoker, the little guy, but he was a Green Beret back in the day.
Wow!
And he would go back there, and I saw him a couple times. He would always be sipping out of a cough syrup bottle,
really
nonstop.
God, not even hiding it.
No, well, yeah, and I wondered if it was cough syrup or if there was something else in it, but it probably maybe was cough syrup. I don't know. He coughed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he smoked a lot, so he'd go back there, and but again, to hide your desk. Now I'm looking back, think of anything of it when you're in junior high, but
you
as
don't.
An adult, I go back, I think that dude was back there drinking during class.
Yeah, and you know, depending on what brand you get, there is a lot of alcohol in mouthwash, a lot of alcohol in cough syrup, depending on what you get.
Yeah. Oh, I got a big announcement here.
Oh. Yeah,
this is from All IPAs, and he has breaking news about our regular texter, Chaka, who's also from Michigan and a Lions fan like me. Chaka is going to be a dad, and All IPAs is going to be a proud uncle.
All right, congratulations.
All right, congratulations. We got another Lions fan coming into the world.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Well, they're coming into the world, but they're not coming with – they're going to defect and not be a Lions fan.
Hold on, wait a minute. What month is this? Let's see. It's June.
July, August, September, October.
March. They're going to miss the Lions first Super Bowl.
They're there for the draft, though.
Yeah.
When they get the number one pick.
Oh, come on now. Display Seahawks fan says, I need to meet Rick. He sounds like my kind of guy.
Nobody's ever met Rick, though, because I was thinking, now you guys got your Top Golf thing next Thursday. I won't be there.
Well, yeah, and you know, Display Seahawks fan has actually been in studio here before.
And I wasn't here.
And you weren't here that day. I see he's got his Everblades jersey on, nice. Rolling around making business calls today.
Good man.
That's right.
Little Blades.
That's right. Well, all right. That's, good. Chaka. I'm very proud for Chaka. He's going to be a good dad. Good temperament,
that's
Chaka.
Great.
All right. Still warming up on a Friday. I think next hour we're going to do some Father's Day's like in a week.
Yeah.
And did I see Joe put some on our website?
Great
gift ideas?
Gift ideas, $20 and under.
Okay.
No clip-on ties for you.
No. No. All right. That will be good. We'll do some of that next hour. We got Sound Street. We'll bounce around a few things. And, Port Charlotte Joe says, I will text Rick at 7 o'clock tonight. Yes. We're going to try and get all you guys to text in and say hi to Rick, who's pulling a doubleheader today, running the show today, running the hockey game tonight. And I'm telling everybody, if you think of it, shoot a text because he sees them. They're right there.
Port Charlotte Joe, wish I lived closer. I'd deliver you guys a pizza. Yeah, you guys had a pretty big out that way and put the Port Charlotte County. They had a major on 41 out there today, major accident.
Oh, today?
Morning. Today. I think it was this morning.
Because I think there was a big situation on 75 up there about 3 days ago.
There was, and there was one on 41 yesterday.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. Happy Gilmore with some advice for Chaka. It goes quick. Enjoy every moment before they start demanding a car and licenses and things that are in thousands of dollar price range. Yeah. That does happen. Let's see here. Bad attitude guy. I just walked into a restaurant to get some food. There was a sign that said vegan and gluten-free, so I'm thinking that's exactly what I want. I don't want vegetables or bread, just meat. Wouldn't you know it, it was a vegan restaurant. I told them their sign was misleading, and they just looked at me puzzled, or maybe it was a lack of protein. Anyways, kale sucks. All right.
So did he assume that meant vegan-free? Because who would, like, you know...
Oh, did he misread it?
I think so. I think he's assuming that they meant vegan and gluten-free.
Vegan and gluten-free means you're going to get a lot of vegan food and gluten-free food.
Exactly, yeah. Like, who would promote that they're vegan-free? We don't have any vegan meals here. Right, yeah. Come on in.
I mean, McDonald's is vegan-free. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
In addition to Port Charlotte Joe, Chili Cheese Dog says he will text Rick tonight during the game as well. And other people are confirming, yes, there was also the bad accident on 75 up there the other day. So, yeah, a lot of problems up there up north. 12th man says Chaka has 8 months to do what he wants. Yeah, your life will change.
Well, I don't.
There's no doubt about it.
8 months to do what he wants.
Yeah, once the kid. Kid arrives.
No, but I'm saying that you got to help the mom along here. I mean, do what you want. I mean, let's say half. Maybe you got a couple of months.
Oh, especially the last couple of months of
couple
pregnancy.
Couple of months. Craig, yeah, you know that. You're not doing what 6 months.
Yes, but 6 months tops.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at.
Right. And 6 months tops.
And I don't have babies, but I have seen it.
A paratrooper wants a selfie of Rick so we know what he looks like. I'm telling you, the inquisitiveness of our audience and Rick Church, you're like a cult figure among our loyal audience.
Yeah. A mystery.
I think Rick looks like a healthy Jerry Garcia with the beard. I've always said that.
I get John Goodman once in a while.
Yeah.
Can see that. Yeah. Can see that a little bit. Country sucks. I just found out both my kids need braces.
See, that's what happens when you have the kids. Then it gets super expensive. It costs like $1 million to raise a kid for 18 years.
I was lucky in that aspect. Like I said, my dad was oral surgeon and dentist, and his best friend was an orthodontist. So,
cha-ching.
You know, he'd take care of their kids. They take care of us. And well, my sister didn't need braces. I did. I didn't get braces until I was 18.
I never had braces.
Because my 12-year molars didn't commence until I was like 14.
Oh, a late bloomer.
Late bloomer. It's the only thing I was late at.
All right. Sounds, and Walter says go Celtics.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore. This is Pete. I don't have any children, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, so I know everything about parenting. Sound Street is coming up next. Don't forget, you go to our website, ESPN Southwest Florida. It's got the Gavin's Ace Hardware Hurricane Central page at ESPNSWFL.com. All month long, you can register to win a home generator so you're not left in the dark for the next storm. Register now at ESPNSWFL.com. It's the Gavin's Ace Hardware Hurricane Central page, brought to you by Powerhouse Home Services for all your hurricane needs. Go to PowerhouseSWFL.com and 888-SEAN-KING. Car accident, medical malpractice, wrongful death. Call 888-SEAN-KING. Sound Street next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, here we go. Let's start it off with the hockey game last night. Here's a late goal in the third. Tampa, of course, ends up beating the Lightning 3-1. This made it 2-1. The last goal was an empty netter. Credit Sportsnet with a call. Rangers, the Lightning now up 3-2 in this series.
Tried to get the puck over to Kucherov. Stamkos finds it again. Hedman to Sergachev. Shooting, and he scores! 1:50 left on the clock. It's the go-ahead goal for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
But, man, I don't know how that got through. Went up Palat's knee and in the net. Shesterkin never really saw it. But late in the game, devastating.
I like the TV play-by-play guy, the bald guy. God, who did do the game last night. Sean.
Sean McDonough.
He does. I think he does a good job.
He does a great. Sean is one of the best broadcasters in the country.
Here is Patrick Maroon of the race of the Bulls. Don't panic. Remember, they're down 2-0 in this series. Says we stay calm. This is on SportsCenter.
Honestly, it leads into confidence, too, and calms the nerves. When you get settled in and when it's like a 1-1 game there, our nerves are calm. We're relaxed on the bench. We know what it takes. We know, you know, how to win hockey games. We know how to close out games. And when we've been put in situations the last 2 years, you kind of get that swagger a little bit. And we've had some adversity, obviously the bubble and some other things. But I think tonight, like Stammer said, a good road win would be nice. And the guys played hard, a gutsy win, and like I said, we got some timely goals and timely saves at the right time and some huge blocks.
Yep, they did.
Game six is Saturday in Tampa. They can wrap it up and then go on to face the Avs in the Stanley Cup Final.
Again.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking 3-for-3.
And don't forget, speaking of hockey tonight, Kelly Cup Final here at Hertz Arena, 7:30, airtime 7:15, if you want to listen to it here on ESPN Southwest Florida. The Toledo Walleye and the Florida Everblades. Tickets are available. You can go. You can go. Everblades up 2-1. I tell you what. I want to spend more time on this next sound.
I do too.
So I don't want to rush it. I thought Tony La Russa, again, thought he was the smartest guy in the room and did a bonehead thing as a manager yesterday. We'll discuss. We'll also have some football sound. And again, in the 3 o'clock hour, Father's Day gift ideas. That's like, what, 8-9 days away for under $20. It's on our website. We're going to go over it. We'll peruse. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on a Friday on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.